This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Mumbai under siege.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. India's financial capital is essentially shut down following this assault on Mumbai. 100 people are dead and more than 300 injured from attacks on two hotels, a restaurant, a train station, and several other locations. An Islamic militant group claims responsibility. Mumbai has seen this kind of thing before, a series of bombings 2 years ago, but India's economy is still in a vulnerable growing stage. We're joined now by reporter Ray Thibodeau, who's on the streets of Mumbai. Ray, do you have any sense how this might affect India's economy?
Well, from what I'm seeing on the ground here, it's a huge number of businesses are shut down. The streets are remarkably quiet for Mumbai, which, you know, anyone who's been here knows that there's always a lot of activity going on, but it just seems remarkably quiet right now.
Now, based on your previous experience, and I know that there was an attack there not that long ago, how did that affect business and industry in India?
Well, I guess the charm of Mumbai is it's a resilient city, and it's strange how even some catastrophes, they're able to kind of bounce back from that pretty quickly. And in 2006, they had the railway attacks and, you know, dozens of people dead, but, you know, by all accounts, you know, they were back up and running, you know, almost the next day. And so I think we're going to just wait to see how that's going to pan out in this situation.
And where are you exactly right now?
I'm right near the Chabad House, which is kind of a Jewish community center. And apparently there's a hostage situation that's ongoing. There's at least one gunman that's holding at least six Israelis hostage. And basically what's going on right now is that there's police commandos and snipers in different staging areas, and it seems that they're going to try to put a quick end to this standoff.
Okay, Ray, stay safe.
I will.
Ray Thibodeau in Mumbai, India. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
India's stock and bond markets have been shut down for the time being. Elsewhere in Asia, the markets had gains of 2% or so. European shares are also up about 2% this morning. Wall Street is coming off a strong performance. Yesterday, the Dow gained 247 points, about 3%, to 8726. Today, of course, Wall Street is closed. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade always conjures up memories. Sitting on the couch in your pajamas, smelling mom's cooking in the kitchen. And that's just the kind of thing Macy's wants this year, when nostalgia might be the only effective sales pitch. Andrea Gardner explains.
It's simple. When you're worried about money, you don't shop. So retailers are creating ads to wipe away your worry and make you smile again. Consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow says one of the most effective tactics is a dose of the good old days.
For some reason, nostalgic memories always seem to be positive. Our brain doesn't seem to be that specific about details, just transmits these kind of warm and glowy feelings.
Macy's is using nostalgia this year with huge newspaper ads that reprint the famous Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa letter. Macy's is also running this commercial, highlighting its place in American culture through the decades.
This is Macy's.
Yes, I found a lot of cute things at Macy's.
Macy's touts its 150-year anniversary in the ads, and Yarrow says that's smart. Consumers are finding security in heritage brands that have weathered tough economic times before. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SaveAndInvest.org. Helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. online at saveandinvest.org. By Clarks and Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
After you're done eating today, maybe your thoughts will drift toward eating healthier. Cash Peters tried it recently and found it made his wallet lighter, too.
Oh, guess what? I've become a vegetarian. Calm down. I only just started. But I made the decision after I met this guy, Dave Wolf. He's a health guru and therefore somebody I'd usually avoid.
I've been a raw food vegetarian for over 15 years now, and I never feel sore muscles, never wiped out. My brain is never foggy because there's nothing clogging my system.
Yeah, well, okay. Problem is, if I did turn vegetarian and quit hamburgers, chicken, sausages, or as I call them, my friends in the fridge, what was I going to eat instead? Turned out it's exactly what I'd feared. Organic vegetables. I know, crazy people food, right?
You know, I could take an avocado, sprinkle a little bit of kelp on it, and have a little bit of seaweed, like dull seaweed, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, well, good for you. Avocado and seaweed. Ugh. Colleen Patrick-Goudreau is the woman behind vegetarian website CompassionateCooks.com.
I encourage people to cook from scratch as much as possible and eat whole foods. We're talking about fruits and vegetables. It doesn't take that long to chop up some vegetables.
Well, no, but it takes longer than visiting the drive-thru at Wendy's. But you know what? I did it anyway. Started eating fruits and raw vegetables. Even bought a recipe book and made a vegetarian meatloaf using buckwheat instead of meat. Oh, sure, it tastes like the stuff they use as filler in padded envelopes, but it's not just about the taste. Turning vegetarian can be expensive. My grocery bill shot up about 30%. Actually, Colleen thought I was whining way too much.
First of all, you said that, you know, you're making things that nobody else wants to eat. So I think you may need to look at a few more recipes and I can provide you with some. But what
happens... You're not selling a book, are you, Colleen, by any
chance? Well, I do have a book. Actually, funny you bring that up.
Yeah, very funny. They're all selling stuff, these guys. Vegetarianism is big business. But if you want to do it too, well, here's my tip. A, phase it in gradually so your body gets used to it. And so does your bank manager. I mean, $16 I paid for a jar of spirulina tablets. Also, B, find a diet that's right for your body. It's been 3 weeks now, and here's the surprise. I feel fantastic. And not in a crazy person way. This stuff works. Buckwheat meatloaf, anyone? In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott J. Gal. Thanks for tuning in, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.